You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. On the East Coast, in New York City, it's midnight. It's Tuesday going into Wednesday. On the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock. And at the Big Island, aloha, everybody. This is the Insight Hour with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And never has that opening ever been more blessed and more accurate than the type of show that we are going to be doing this evening. I'm telling you, we are going to have ourselves one heck of a conversation. And this conversation, you may ask, oh, Reverend Roxy, you're always getting excited about everything. I hope so, because I am filled with the Spirit tonight. And tonight we are talking about life itself and what it means. And we are going to be interviewing, and I know that you know that Dr. Len is with us this evening in this conversation, but we're getting ready to interrogate one of the most extraordinary human beings I have in a long time had the pleasure to pre-interview, so to speak. I'll give you a little background, and then we're going to get right into it. This is my intro. Dr. Len, before we get into and doing the guest, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking to our guests for about 20 minutes, and then we're going to get down on this issue of TB, because it's in the news, and we cannot ignore it. We cannot ignore it because people are starting to run to get tested, and there's a lot of fear and scaring out there. So I thought we'd start with the good news, which is that there's something that people can learn to begin to understand about the nature of everything that is coming down in the world today, and that is that we need to get back to nature. We need to return to some semblance of a divine organization, and that is why tonight's guest, Happy Oasis, will be coming on in a second. You there, Dr. Len?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy. Always a privilege and pleasure to join you on the Inside Hour.
Well, you know it's true, and it's probably the only way I can really get to talk to you. It's kind of like Don's dime, isn't it?
You know, I like living in the fast lane, but it does hamper relationships a bit, doesn't it?
It does. But you know what, Dr. Len? I'm telling you, I have someone who's listening in right now who I can't speak enough of. I have met a lot of the people that she has gathered together for this Raw Spirit Festival. And what we're talking about, folks, is for those of you who are online, I need for you to just go right there, right now, so you can see the beauty that we are talking about. We are talking about an event that's going to be taking place in Sedona, Arizona, over the weekend of October 12th through the 14th, 2007. And Reverend Roxy, I plan to be there. Now, I know that Len would love to be there, but he's going to be spreading his joy all over Canada, and Scott Huckabee's going to be in Philadelphia, so I'm going to have to hold down the fort for you, Dr. Len.
Well, I know it's in good hands.
It is in good hands. And without further ado, I want to tell everybody that the reason why I have this woman on is not just to talk about the Raw Spirit Festival. That'll be evident as to how this grand exercise gathering of conscious spirits and high energy speakers and practitioners in all different types of 21st century modalities. I sometimes am blessed with this little bit of verbiage that comes to me, because as I look at these people's faces, as you look at them on Raw, www.rawspiritfest.com, you can see these people that will be scheduled to speak. I couldn't think of an individual that I would want to have share this honor than Dr. Leonard Horowitz, because he has been holding down the idea of health through the whole wellness syndicate that we have now today, which is just glowing and showing their radiance all over the web and all over the world. This thing called raw, this thing called spirit, this thing called veganism, this thing called vegetarianism is a conversation that we need to have now, because people need to understand what's really going down with their food and with their bodies and about the divine influx that is being studied now through this whole idea of not doing too much to the food. The higher the influx of vitality within the food, the more spirituality one can derive out of that experience of eating and taking that matter. The more living matter, the more you're able to exercise the spirit with is mentioned in all things in food, and that we are Lord over all of these things. Without further ado, I want to tell you something. We're going to talk about Happy Oasis. We're going to interview her. Now, Dr. Linda Reason, you say you sit back and you're going to comment on these things because she knows you. She's seen you speak, and so I know she's going to be talking to you about that and how disappointed she's going to be that you're not going to be there, but you're sending the emissary, the Prime Minister, to represent the Love Code. And you're listening to BBSRadio.com. I'm Reverend Roxy, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Our guest is Happy Oasis, who is the founder of Raw Spirits Festival. Happy, are you there?
Indeed I am. And Reverend Roxy and Dr. Lynn, I am deeply delighted to be on your show this evening.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thanks for sharing what you do for the world.
Well, you know something, Happy, so that we can really get into it, I would like for you, like we do all our guests, to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you've been doing, and then lead it into, and Dr. Len and I are going to kick back and we're going to listen. And every now and then, if you're searching and you feel like you want to touch base with something that may come up, you can address us. We're right here listening to you. But I really want our listeners to understand who you are and how you were motivated to start this festival. Can you handle that?
Well, that's a big question. Thank you. Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that I'm from the ethereal field from which all creation is manifest. And on a more mundane level, how it relates to the raw food movement is I came into this body from the spirit, who we really are, and the body was debilitated due to many perhaps karmic reasons, but on a mundane level, it had pneumonia and it experienced a typhoid fever, tuberculosis, diabetes, scares with cancer, chronic fatigue, and just one illness after another. And after many years of researching various diets, I came across raw food, and to my surprise and delight, all of those illnesses, from diabetes to tuberculosis to typhoid fever, vanished somewhat miraculously. And I've heard since then that thousands of other people experienced similar situations with their own illnesses that also included arthritis. And the way I came across that is, it was a very long story, but I met three different people through their books, David Wolf, Victoris Kovinskis, and Gabriel Cousins, and their brilliant books together convinced me to try out this diet. And a few years later, I was enjoying such superb health that I decided I needed to not just enjoy it myself, but to help other people who could be in the same situation I was, notably perhaps the majority of Americans who have compromised health. And so I decided, instead of writing them a thank you note, that it would be, wouldn't it be better if I could thank them in public at my house? So I called them up, and the idea was that if just one person's life was saved the way mine was, that it would be totally worth it. And to my surprise, they all decided to come. So that was one of the ways that the Raw Spirit Festival was founded. And since then, we've had dozens and dozens of thank you notes from people whose lives have improved deeply, dramatically, since the first festival. This is the third year, and so we've decided to take it to the next level, which is to go mainstream. We've rented an amazing resort, the most remarkable resort in Sedona, and it has a maximum capacity of 10,000 people. And so it's really exciting. We have a lot of not only is it an entirely new venue, entirely novel size, it's never been done before in modern history with the raw food movement, but almost everything is new this year, except for the fact that 100% of our vendors were so satisfied that they're all coming back from last year. And all of our speakers and performers are coming back. However, we have 4 times more presenters and about 5 times more vendors this year.
Sounds like a great success.
You know, I really find that to be so incredible that it just blows my mind, especially since you don't hear too much about it in mainstream media. That's why I love BBSRadio.com and shows like the Inside Hour that can bring this message to all you listeners to let you know that this is going on. The other thing, the reason why I really wanted to have you on is because as I was interviewing you, and we'll get back to the Raw Food Fest, but what I thought would be I'd like for you to share is your experience that you had as a young woman. And part of the insight, you know, Dr. Len is a world traveler too, and he comes back with all kinds of stories as to what's going on in the world. He's traveled to Africa and into Eastern Europe and Europe. And you too are a world traveler, is that not true?
Yes. It always feels as if I'm just beginning. However, I've lived at least 10, perhaps closer to 15 years overseas, and it made a profound impact on my perspective and my lifestyle. And so I started studying Zen and Buddhism and Oriental philosophy when I was 12. I just happened upon it. And then I decided to study anthropology to seek out the wisdom from the people who are living closest to the earth, to the few tribal peoples who are left. And so I took off at age 16, and I ended up spending for the next 15 years most of the time living in different tribes, and families would adopt me from the back trails, off the trails of the Himalayas, to the islands in Southeast Asia, to many places in remote areas that very few people, in fact, I was the only foreigner that most of these people had ever met. And I lived in absolute paradise with these peoples. And then one tribe after another, it was highly, almost unbelievable how every one of them would, soon after me falling in love with them, would be subjected to foreign cultures via roads being built or via governments committing genocide on them or just blatantly robbing their land. And so after I lived with these people, and I met so many of my friends have died at very young ages, people who are half my age now, children dying. And so I ended up working with a lot of refugees and orphans who used to be in these tribes. And it was rather disheartening, even though my name is Happy. And so after decades of this, I thought, you know, I'd really like to meet a tribe of people who are not on the edge of disintegration and who are actually on the other side and are just beginning and will increase in numbers and whose health is going to grow. And I found that tribe. And to my surprise, coming back to America, the raw vegetarian movement, despite the economy, despite all the mixed news we hear, is absolutely a force to be reckoned with. The raw vegetarian community is defying all the poor health and the genetically modified organisms and all the challenges we're having today. People are like stepping right through that, because what they're doing in response to this is they're going out and they're planting organic gardens. And they're saying, you know, the force that they're using, the power, is nothing to do with guns or governments or money. It has to do with picking up their juicer and juicing green vegetables, and that fortifies us with so much energy that you just feel like you can go out and do anything. So our tribe is, to my delight, it's so promising, and it's growing, and it's like, I hope everybody who's listening can join us at the Raw Spirit Festival, because a community is forming all over the world through this network that is very exciting.
Now let me ask you a question. Has it always been in Sedona?
Well, the festival has always been in Sedona, and that's because Sedona is known as a place of power. Some people are into vortices or vortexes, and to me, it's just a really beautiful place, and the air is so clean, and it's often blue skies, and just being in Sedona itself is a healing experience.
Yes, I know this to be true. I'm looking forward to returning. I lived there in 94 and 95 overlooking Coffee Pot over there in West Sedona, and I walked those red hills, and I just think it's a really, as you say, spectacular place.
It is. And something I'd like to mention about the festival, that our goal is to really bring this to the mainstream. And so, you know how in the 60s or in the 50s, cigarettes were recommended by many doctors, and various brands would, you know, hire doctors to talk about which cigarette they preferred and which one was the healthiest for us. And now, 40 years later, the population, the percentage of the American population who smokes has been cut by more than 200%. So it means that, you know, only one-third as many people as a percentage of our population smoke cigarettes today as much as they did 40 years ago. And that's because of the Surgeon General's warnings on the packets of cigarettes and all the education we have. So what I would like to see, and I'm not going to stop until I see this, a Surgeon General's warning that says that this canned food, this packaged artificial product, this everything that is in 90% of our supermarkets, that it has a Surgeon General's warning so that the American people can know. Because once the American and the world, the humanity knows that this food is not healthy, then they have a choice, and then probably a huge percentage of these people will make the healthy choice to decrease their intake of artificial food substantially.
Now, when you say that, that means I know you have some people who are coming who are practicing a thing called breatharianism. Can you, for our listening audience, explain what that is and who this person is, this phenomenal person who is going to be at your festival that is a breatharian? I remember you telling me something about that. Is
yes,
there any breatharians coming?
Yes, so there's a couple of them. In fact, everybody who's coming to the Raw Spirit Festival is a breatharian, if
okay.
they know it or not. And a breatharian is kind of like an epiphyte in the plant kingdom, queendom. And it means that we primarily sustain ourselves on air and on the life force that is found in air. And if you look at our meals, most of the time we're breathing in, we're taking bites of air all day long and all night long, but we actually only eat about 3 to 4 meals a day. And so our meals are actually just supplements to the air that really sustains us, and the sunshine and the thoughts and the invisible cosmic life force that is holding us all together, the love. And so HRM is Hira Ratanmanik from India, and Jazz Mohin from Australia are two guests who consider themselves to be breatharians. However, I like to emphasize that they're solar gazers and that they're really focused on the spiritual. They're spirit-arians, I would say. And so they sustain themselves and recognize that they and all of us primarily sustain ourselves by breathing. And so they've adopted and adapted various sun gazing, like taking in more prana, more life force through gazing at the sun, through breathing more deeply, through breathing more consciously, through slowing down our thoughts. I wonder if you've ever noticed that when you go on a meditation retreat, at the beginning of the 10-day retreat, we tend to eat a lot. At the end of a typical 10-day meditation retreat, we tend to eat about one half to one third as much as we ate when we first started, just because our nerves slow down. So there's a lot of different aspects to achieving this. Now, I myself love to eat, so I don't have any aspirations toward giving up food. I think it's, we have a digestive tract, so I think that if we are given that, that we're supposed to use it. But that's just my personal opinion.
But it is interesting. And if we all have to get on the bus, the people that are breathing the air are going to be a lot better off in a few days than we will be, huh?
This is true.
Well, let me breathe some of that air. Dr. Lynn, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Happy?
No, I'd just like to fill in some commentary over many of the wonderful things that you shared.
Oh, please do. Happy, get ready. Dr. Lynn is getting ready to tell you something.
No, just I really appreciate what you have shared, and I think that it's very befitting to what the Inside Hour subjects have been discussing, what the new revelations in the book Walk on Water and in the Love the Real Da Vinci Code brings to the forefront. And let me just start by going over some of the things that you shared. First of all, you mentioned that your source was more of the etheric field and the whole spiritual concept that we are that Holy Spirit flow that comes from the grand creator of the universe. I mean, and that's really what we are, who we are, the whole concept we've shared previously on the show, that the DNA is actually like a Tesla coil. It's an energy enhancer, and the real genetic expression is happening because of this whole etheric spiritual field of light and sound signals, photons and phonons, that the water molecules, and you talk about breatharians and people who gaze at the sun for their energy, well, that's the source of it all. You know, it's interesting, like how the Creator got Adam off the ground, the first human being, it says in the Bible, is he breathed the breath of life into him. Water is actually part of the triune God in the book of Genesis. If you really start to dig about the Creator and his name and what he represented, in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, which is sound frequency, and that's simply mathematics, and then there was the water. You know, the water was there when the Creator was there. The water is the Creator. The Creator is the water. And in fact, you know, he basically, throughout the Bible, is making that really, really beautifully clear. Moses' name means saved by the water. And, you know, Yeshua, Jesus, real name, Yeshua, is said to have walked on water to prove the point of how powerful faith and trust in the Creator is. And the reality is that those two things you mentioned, breath, oxygen, element number 8, the infinity sign, the Creator's number, as well as hydrogen, which the sun is 78% hydrogen, and that all of the electrons flow, all the energy is flowing throughout the body because of that hydrogen, and that's the electron donor, and the whole concept that these electrons have got to flow in order to sustain, restore, and miraculously heal. You talked about miraculous healing as being something for you that was not only a blessing but a bit unusual. And you, like everyone else, thinks of miraculous healings as something special. But the reality is that's the way it's supposed to be all the time. We're supposed to be miraculously healing by tuning into that Holy Spirit flow, by living naturally, by eating sanely, and by not polluting our Holy Spirit-filled temples. So the whole concept of healing miracles is something that we as superhuman beings, part of the divine family, literally the brothers and sisters of Yeshua, the children of the grand creator, you know, we have that capacity, and all of nature is set up. And the frequency vibrations emanating from the heavenly throne, literally, the mathematical matrix of the universe, tunes us into that Holy Spirit flow that aligns us, harmonizes us, sustains us, and literally heals us. So that this is the whole concept I wanted to mention. You know, I'm not a raw food person. I, like you, I like to eat. I have read a number of books on the subject, and my own preference is every once in a while, I really like meat. And on occasion, I will have, on many occasions, I'll have fish, or I may have poultry. And the reality is, today, as I was eating an orange, I thought to myself, first of all, let me give thanks for this food. And, you know, I was actually reading the Bible again today because I'm studying the issue of the alien phenomena, you know, the Nephilim, the fallen angels, the devil doers that are corrupting the planet in the ways that you mentioned. But the search took me into looking at the concept that we are this manifestation of divine frequency vibration, and that the devil doers are not of the flesh and blood. Literally, they're alien. And that the whole concept of this genocide that you mentioned, the global military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel being directed by a cadre of devil doers that are not human, that they can decimate populations and that they can manipulate and pollute and poison masses of people, and that they're not loving, they're not empathetic, they're not even sane. When one reasonably evaluates the decimation taking place not only in the population but the entire planet, the whole ecosystem, the whole movement of raw and veganism is very much associated, or at least parallels, this whole permaculture, the concept that we can live sustainably and instead of competitively and consumptively, that we can be productive and collaborative. And, this is the manipulation in the world, this whole Babylonian kingdom, which is falling now, and the substitute is exactly like you say. So I think there's great hope for what you have envisioned as your mission in life, to bring this whole vegan, this whole raw, this whole natural food movement to the mainstream. I think that there's, you have literally the force of the universe. You have the whole spiritual renaissance that's working for you and with you in the same direction. So, you know, as I was eating this orange, some of this came to mind. The first thing that came to mind was to give great thanks for the Creator. And actually, you know, Reverend Roxy and I are so blessed when we walk through our orchard on the big island of Hawaii and pick up the fruit that's fallen down over the night, and literally the magnificent oranges. And as I ate this orange, I thought about that, and I gave thanks for the experience of walking through the grass and through the citrus orchard and picking up the fruit, and I gave thanks for the trees that bear that fruit. And I gave thanks, literally, to the sun that brings the energy into the leaves, that literally produces the fruit and uplifts the energy in the fruit and the enzymes in the fruit, and that when you eat that fresh fruit, it's nothing like canned food. It's nothing like even the store-bought vegetables and fruits, because it's alive. It literally makes your body tingle and your taste buds perk up when you eat it. It's definitively different. It's definitively better. And so I was giving thanks for that. I was giving thanks to the rain that we have so plentifully and beautifully on the Big Island that sustains us. And as I began to realize how many things I needed to thank that the Creator created that was good, literally tears came to my eyes, and I thought, this is the best of life. This is the glory. This is the Holy Spirit in its essence, how it comes to us so freely. It's constantly being given. That's what the Creator is doing, is forever giving. So it was really a blessing today for me, eating this orange, thinking about all these things, and then, of course, synchronously, Reverend Roxy manifests you, Happy Oasis, on the Inside Hour.
Yes, and you know how that happened, Dr. Len. I got an envelope addressed to me to the Makuu Market, but because we live on a big island that's not very big, they know Raising Cain, and they know exactly whose box to put it in. That's how I was able to get in touch with Happy and Laura Fox, who are putting this on. And why I said that, of course, the Royal Bloodline and David and Healthy World Distributing and Tetrahedron would, and Raising Cain Ministry would love to attend this thing, and I'm going to move heaven and earth to be there. And for all the listeners out there, you want to get a load of what I look like, you need to come to Sedona. Because I haven't been to the Painland or the mainland, but I will return to Sedona. I will brave the airports and all of the Patriot acts and everything happy to get to you with some incredible things from the Big Island that we can share with the people there in Sedona that come to your event. You still there, Happy?
Outstanding. Well, just as you gave thanks to the orange this morning and for everyone who co-created that orange, that being, I would like to give thanks to you two for being part of the living, loving, growing solution and for walking and skipping that talk. And could I tell you a little bit more about the festival?
Sure. You may. You may.
Well, we have, like you were talking about how water is so sacred, and baptism is actually kind of part of our program in a loose way. And also we have, because health and wholeness and happiness are all interlinked and very mysteriously, like it's a complex way to live a really sacred, holy, healthy, happy life. And so this is not a raw food festival. In fact, myself, living with these different Aboriginal people, you can probably imagine the number of different varieties of insects and grubs. I remember one time I was living way off in the jungle, and I woke up and I was really hungry, and the first thing I thought of is, I want to eat some grubs. I mean, that's how much into that lifestyle I was with these different people I lived with. So, yeah, variety. And so our festival, it's not like a fanatical raw vegetarian event. What it is we're just trying to look at the mainstream American diet and looking at our own diet and saying, asking ourselves, could we benefit from increasing the percentage of organic, fresh vegetables and fruit into the current American mainstream diet? And if we can do that in our own lives, great. And if we need to put something else into our lives, for example, maybe we're having too much fruit and we need to balance that with a little bit more greens, or maybe we're too yin and we need to balance it with more yang, then we all decide that in the end for ourselves. But some of the interesting things that are going on is we have an ongoing sacred exercise area. That means people can learn and practice and teach meditation, yoga, qigong, nomadics, any new, ancient, interesting pranayama, anything that you would like to offer at the sacred exercise area, we encourage you to do. Also, part of health is celebration. So we have world-class musicians joining us, some of your favorites like Tina Malia and Shimshai and a host of other like incredible musicians. Also, for those who are new to raw foods and they're saying, how do we do this? We have Sherry Soria, the teacher at Living Light, and the top world chefs on earth are going to be offering classes all day long, every day, on how you can make these delicious concoctions at home. People like the Butankos. Also, we have alchemical chefs coming all the way from Great Britain. We have a new cuddle party tent where there's a booth where you can just go in, and there are certain rules. And some people, who knows, maybe the only reason why they're coming to the festival is because the way they can overcome their cancer is they might just need a little bit of affection. So we like to keep that in mind, and so people can go into that cuddle party booth. Now, let's say they have another kind of loneliness. We also have new this year a speed dating game. Because a lot of people, let's face it, go to these festivals because they feel that they would really, really like to meet people who are also on this unusual, people call it the rabbit diet. And so that's going to be happening. There's a doctor's debate panel, which should be really spicy and exciting. And this year, for the first time also, is a wise women's council. Because I believe that we have a lot of outstanding men who tend to take more of the stage. And I think it's important that we balance that out. So we're going to have some exclusively older, wiser, but very young and youthful women who are going to be giving us their insights and maybe giving us their insights into the future of the raw food movement, too. So part of our vision for the festival is that this is much bigger than a weekend. And last year I had a few complaints about the festival, and they were all the same. They were, I didn't want it to end, and I like this festival to be all year round. So we are addressing that complaint, and we have we're starting to look at creating raw vegetarian communities, and not just limited to raw vegetarian, but focused on that, focused on health, creativity, celebration, organic, natural living, and also honoring our elders and our whippersnappers and everybody in between, so that we can start taking care of each other and also start looking at ourselves as a force to be reckoned with. Economically speaking, we are now entering the economy, and we're making a big impact. And we have grown 500%. There were 70 raw vegetarian restaurants this time last year, and now there's 250, more than 250. So it's very interesting times if you are out there and you're looking for an avenue to supernatural health. I recommend you join us and find out about it.
Well, with that, I'm going to end this conversation, Happy. We have some serious, you can stay in with us if you like to. You don't have to hang up. Your connection is there. But Len and I, we got to get down on this TV thing. I got some questions to ask him. And, you know, we've been dealing with this TV thing. You've been, but before we do that, Dr. Len, we got to do some housekeeping.
Okay.
BBSradio.com. This is the Inside Hour. Your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Roxy, Reverend Roxy Hampton. You've been listening to our guest, Happy Oasis, who is doing the Raw Spirit Festival, October 12th through 14th. And you can find out more about that at www.rawspiritfest.com. Happy, you can hang in there if you'd like to. But Dr. Len, give me some insight on this. I mean, TB in the news, TB in South Africa, TB on the plains. I don't know if you're aware of the fear and the and all that has been in the news and people running hither and there to get their tests to find out whether or not. And it seems that this TB scare has done exactly what we have been maybe looking for, I don't know, but there's new life into public health legislation, and I would like for you to give me a little insight on what's going on here and how come TB is in the news with these all of a sudden. Is it you?
No. Well, you know, first of all, let me give thanks to our sponsors and co-sponsors. Like you mentioned, I want to thank the BBSRadio.com group, Don Newsom particularly. And thank you so much for putting us on the air in the Inside Hour every Tuesday. We come to you live at 12 midnight East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific, and in beautiful Hawaii it's 6 o'clock this time of the year. BBSRadio.com, you can get all the archive shows, and boy, I'll tell you, it's a great, great blessing. For just $2 a month, you can get all sorts of archives from not only the Inside Hour, our previous shows, but also the entire lineup of excellent hosts that the Newsom family have put together. Particularly Don has worked so hard in bringing you this show every 24/7. And so, thanks to BBS Radio, you can hear the Inside Hour every Tuesday. Please do register and send in a contribution of your $2 a month, and you'll be able to receive all the archives and all the wonderful hosts that BBS has on their lineup. I want to thank also HealthyWorldDistributing.com. We are sustained primarily by all the wonderful people that you are listeners, as well as the purchases that you make, the books, the tapes, the DVDs, the CDs, the healthcare products. Speaking of foods and really a wonderful whole food, is a product that I live off of. It's called Green Harvest. And every day we know in Hawaii we make fruit smoothies made with fresh squeezed cane juice that Reverend Roxy and her ministry puts together. And we combine it with fresh fruit, but I always have a scoop or two of Green Harvest. It is the thing that really is awesome. It sustains me, and of course the Creator sustains me most, but the food that I put in my body, it's so pure and it's so energizing that I literally feel it, and when I don't get it, I feel the loss. So I want to tell you that HealthyWorldDistributing.com makes that a product and all of these products available. It is what has continued to support our ministries and our educational outreach efforts over the last decade and a half. That's a long time. Beyond that, tetrahedron.org. Since 1978, folks, it's going on 30 years. That's a long time. For 30 years now, the nonprofit educational publishing company called Tetrahedron, LLC, has supported my work, has supported programs like the Inside Hour. And so you can go online beyond the healthyworlddistributing.com. You can go to tetrahedron.org. Tetrahedron.org has an archive file of articles that deal with my early work. For many, many years, I was writing and posting articles on the tetrahedron.org website, and that's spelled T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D. R-O-N, tetrahedron. It's the structure of water. It's the actual molecular structure of water is in a tetrahedron. It's related to the Creator's name, the tetragrammaton, by no accident. As I mentioned, the water molecule is so sacred, so special. So is this whole sacred geometry of the tetrahedron structure. And the Star of David is based on it. The entire virtually structured universe is based on the organic chemistry of six-sided hexagonal shape. Of course, the tetrahedron structures, when they come together, form that Star of David in three dimensions. So this company has had a mission to educate, edify, uplift humanity, and we've been doing that for 30 years successfully because you have supported it. The listeners have made three of my books now bestsellers. The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that speaks of the genocide of AIDS is one of their publications. It's my first bestseller. It is a second bestseller was called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science is the subtitle. You can go to healingcelebrations.com. It's a wonderful website that has been posted so that you can review the most important five steps to miraculous healings, to manifesting that which is innate within us, the Holy Spirit flow, the capacity to restore naturally, to miraculously disappear diseases. That is very doable when you start treating yourself correctly, starting with detoxification. Of course, the nutrition that Oasis had mentioned, Happy Oasis had mentioned the whole fact that the raw food movement is one that really features this whole concept of purified diet, of energizing diet. And when you follow, for example, the Daniel fast, and that's exactly what Daniel was fasting on, this kind of whole food, this raw food that literally had this capacity to heal and to uplift. So the Healing Celebrations five-step process begins with detoxification. Deacidification or alkalization is step two. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity. And, of course, the immune system comes to life when the energy's flowing. It's all about the energy, and I might as well give a plug at this point for Love the Real Da Vinci Code, because we are the music. We are the energized manifestation. In fact, I have defined human beings now as... You might get your pencils out or remember this. You can put it to memory. It's not that difficult. And the reality is that we are bio-holographic digital precipitations, or digital, that's numbers, bio, that's biology, holographic, or that's a holography, and holographic manifestation and crystallization of divine frequency vibration. So the energy, the spirit, that Holy Spirit flow is an energy, and it therefore has a frequency. It therefore has mathematics as its basics, its simple mathematics. And immunity, body's immune system, is highly, highly receptive to this whole concept of energy. I've shared in the past that if you don't know who you are as a Holy Spirit-filled divine family member, that means you don't really have self-esteem. You don't esteem yourself as worthy as you are, the capable, worthy, loving being that you are by nature. And that if you recognize that, and you recognize that each one of your cells that has DNA, it has intelligent design, and it has a Holy Spirit flow, and it can be called upon, recruited, literally, to do its job. That is, attune to, resonate with, go back to nature, go back to the Holy Spirit harmony of divinity. And there's nothing missing, nothing broken in that. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. Nor is there anything missing or broken in the mathematical, numerical matrix of the universe. So it's a matter of tuning in to the right frequencies and letting that frequency flow. And, of course, when you eat whole foods, you're tuning into nature's restorative frequencies once again. That's carried in the genetics, in the enzymatic functions, in the power that's in those whole foods and those fresh foods. So the concept of step three in the HealingCelebrations.com website is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically, involving your physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual forces and factors, features of who you are as a divine family member. And so the beyond that, step four, we talked a little bit about earlier in this program, oxygen, oxygenation, technologies and therapies, how understanding oxygen can transform your life as well as your health. It is the most powerful healing element, and it is the Creator's favorite healing element. It's the element that the Creator used primarily to bring about life in the human form. It is the breath of life that brings life to us. And in fact, you know, looking into earlier, as I mentioned briefly, this whole concept of researching the alien phenomena, the extraterrestrial menace versus who we are as the seed or the generations of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we have the flesh and the blood, and it's the life that's in the blood is carried. It's the oxygen. That's the life in the blood that's being carried throughout the crystal clear waters, which are our bloodstreams, because we are mostly water. We're mostly seawater, and that is the miracle creative juice that literally makes everything work. So the step four, oxygenation, involving, of course, water and the whole aerobic energy cycle called the citric acid Krebs cycle, dependent on oxygen and electron donors such as hydrogen in water, vitally important, understanding that, understanding the simple basics of how we are the love, we are the light, we are the energy, we are the power manifested, crystallized, literally in a quantum field, that we come about because of this very simple, innate, natural, spiritual, divinely created process is to be celebrated and utilized for miraculous healings. No more popping magic pills to cure every ill when these natural remedies are available. And all it takes is this little freeing knowledge that you can get in HealingCelebrations.com. The step four is oxygen. Step five is the most important, particularly if you're sick, ailing, you've got cancer, you've got arthritic conditions, you've got all sorts of man-made diseases, virtually. Now, they're all virtually man-made because the Creator is not the source of chaos. Creator is not the source of dis-ease. So we, the people, have brought on a lot of this judgment, this karma, this literally sickness upon ourselves through ignorance. And so if the truth shall set you free, that the greatest secretive truths have the capacity to emancipate you and I completely. And that's what we're talking about with step five, spirituality. Step five is everything that is of good, God, Yah, the real creator. The fact is that the spirit, that Holy Spirit flow, is the only thing that does the healing. Everything else is secondary to that energy. And that's ultimately when we realize that you can get that energy all sorts of ways naturally. You can get it not only from the foods that you eat, but you can get it from the sound, color, light, Royal Raymond Rice frequency generators, a whole assortment of zappers and energizers. And the best way, of course, is you can get it from the sunlight, and you can get it from exercise through deep breathing. And so that's really where it's at. Step five is for particularly people who are chronically ill, even deranged. Emotional depression, you simply go out and exercise, you start to breathe, you move that oxygen through your muscles and cells, and suddenly the depression goes and you wonder where it went. It miraculously disappeared. So every moment of life literally is a miracle. I think we need to give thanks so often throughout the day for all the little blessings that we get, because they're all manifestations of this spiritual juice that flows so beautifully all over the universe. So the step five, that's it. And that book, Healing Celebrations, became my second bestseller. And thank you very much out there for supporting that work. And if you've got friends or family who are ailing, who need the information, before you call our toll-free number to schedule a counseling session with me, I would urge you, first of all, to read the book, Healing Celebrations. If you don't like reading, you want it spoon-fed, get the DVD called Healing Celebrations DVD. It's an eight-hour DVD production that we did in a television studio as a fundraiser for a local Christian organization and a network, Christian network, in North Carolina.
Dr. Lynn.
Yes, hi.
Yes, what? We're coming down to the end of the inside hour.
We are, right. And
they
we have to end on time this week.
Timer that just cuts us off in the middle of a sentence if we don't wind it up.
Well, thank you, Reverend Roxy, for keeping me on schedule.
No, that's okay. I'm always riveted by these. I'm always willing to listen to the five steps of healing celebration because it's just a roadmap to health. Happy, are you still with us?
No. Indeed, I am.
You are. Well, I want to let you know that I'm happy that you're with us because I want to let everybody know that Reverend Roxy, Raising Cane, and the Love Code, and the Love Code Seminar, I'm going to do my best to learn as much as I can, and we are going to represent ourselves here. Is that right, Dr. Lynn?
Yes, and Reverend Roxy, let me just end with this. Let me give that toll-free number out. Folks, it's 888-508-4787. You can call that number toll-free and get any of the materials and products I've mentioned on this Inside Hour. 888-508-4787. What's new this week on the Internet at lovetherealdavincicode.com is a tone generator. We've actually put the free, it's for free, folks. You can listen to the love tone. The 528 hertz frequency tone is now available for you to retune your instruments right now. At lovetherealdavincicode.com, click down at the bottom of the home page on the newsletter section. Read the articles, and then you can also listen to the love tone. Beyond that, what also that's new is there is an introduction, a DVD introduction, 4.5 minutes, I think it runs, on lovetherealdavincicode.com in the seminar, the Love Code Seminar. So with that, I'm going to end. Love you, folks.
And could I just say one last thing?
Well, we're actually out of time.
Okay. You know what, Happy? I want to bring you back again, all right? And I'll be talking to you soon, all right?
All right.
And I want to tell everybody this is the Inside Hour. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Everybody make your way to Sedona. Make your bookings. Dr. Lynn's going to be in Canada. Scott's going to be in Philadelphia. Stay tuned, folks. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.
Thank you, Roxy.
Oh, Happy. You still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Roxy, I just wanted to say that we will be honored if you can also bring some of Dr. Len's DVDs and books.
I will be loaded up with it. I have an understanding. I wanted to let you know, I don't know if I'll be able to bring sorbet or even be able to do that, but I do have a new product that the raw fooders are going to love. It's kombucha, and I make it with cane juice, the kombucha culture.
That is beautiful. That is a beautiful idea.
And so therefore, I don't have to deal with, so I'm going to be debuting the kombucha cane at your festival. And keep that under your hat, will you? Because I don't want anybody finding this out until I'm ready to, this is the raw fooder soda.
Raising kombucha cane. Now, are you going to bring the shrooms with you?
I'm going to bring the shrooms. I'm going to bring the bottles. I'm going to bring tasting. We'll have a tasting thing, and I'm hoping to brew enough between now and then and get it shipped to San Francisco, and from there we'll probably come with the truck.
That is a fantastic idea.
Huh? Yeah, I think so. And the other thing is that I just absolutely would like to get a few more interviews. I'll talk with... I would love to. I'm going to talk to Don about maybe getting a few of these interviews and buying some time to interview like Michael Beckwith. I would love to get with these people and give them a chance to shine on BBSRadio.com.
That would be really beautiful. Right. Now, Michael Beckwith, he's about the hardest one to get a hold of. That guy, he is booked for years in advance.
Yeah, that's okay. He's a brother too.
He is.
Yeah, he's a
part. And also, I would love to share a little bit more if there's a chance or go on with somebody else. Maybe I'd be in the background, but there's just so much happening at this event. And I didn't even mention, like, a tenth of what's going on.
Oh, I know. And I know it's difficult somehow to do that, but we're going to work it in between now and then. So I'll be
what about David Wolf?
Huh?
Has David Wolf been on your show?
Has he been on my show? Dr. Lennon and David Wolf have spoken. He's carrying his products now. I could get an interview with David Wolf.
We could get an interview with him a lot easier than with Michael Beckwith. And I think David, he's about as dynamic as they get.
Oh, I know David. I'm on page 570 of his book. I would love to interview David. Yeah, that's easy. If you want to make that happen, I will find out when Dr. Len. We got to deal with this TB thing next week. We didn't get a chance to do it this week, which was okay. But I really need to...
the TB thing. You mean tuberculosis?
You know, the guy didn't even have it. We're trying to figure out how come his father-in-law works for the CDC. Then they're telling us the sputum test come back negative. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And so, therefore, I think it's a direct result of all that Dr. Len has been doing to kind of still the minds about it. And they're pissed. And they want everybody running to get these tests and get these toxins into their body. It's crazy, Happy. It's really crazy.
And as I said, I had tuberculosis. It can be overcome with raw foods.
Yeah. So this is the good news. I'll be talking to you during the week. Let's set up another interview with one of these dynamic people and see what comes of it.
All right, and then if you know David,
yeah,
you can just call Goji Girl because
okay.
I just arranged two other interviews with David, and he's all over the place, and he's like every opportunity you can get him in front of the camera or on the radio, he's there.
All right, we'll do that then.
Awesome.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bliss forth.
Hello? Oh.